fine, Norm. What's on your mind, sir?
I was just wondering if there's anything new as far as non-essential tremors. My doctor says that anything that would help is worse than shaking. So
well, that's absolutely true if it's a patent medicine, sir. But that's unfortunately all that doctors are taught in medical school is patent medicines. They're just not taught that, for example, if we consume larger quantities than we have been doing of things that help to restore brain health, that we got about a 50-50 chance of positively affecting, that is, the tremors. And what are those things that restore brain health? Well, they're pretty simple. One of them, we've all heard of, omega-3 fatty acids. They're so good at helping with brain health that mummies who take fish oil during pregnancy, when their kids are 2 or 3 years old, they have better motor skills than the other kids do. No kidding. That's actual research. There's a lot of omega-3s in those brain membranes. Secondly, something called phospholipids. Phospholipids, all that means is phosphorus combined with the fat, and there's a bunch of that in the brain membranes. And let's see, where do we get that? Well, egg yolk, a lot of phospholipids, and lecithin from soy. So people can use omega-3 fatty acids. They can use lecithin from soy. And then let's go someplace else. New brain cells. That can help too, can't it? And there's very recent research showing that taurine, an amino acid, which is present much more in brain and heart than anywhere else in the body and does not make proteins, can help us form new brain cells. So I'd be thinking of focusing on things such as that, sir, things that help to rebuild brain health, rather than taking a patent medicine, which, if it does control symptoms, has all those hazards that you mentioned.
Okay, well, thank you for giving me direction. I'm going in a different path. I'll let my doctor know that apparently she had no other, nothing else, but I'll let her know what what you've said also.
All right. Well, keep in mind that natural medicine remedies almost always don't impact us bang right like that, and take some weeks to months to start noticing something. But one nice thing about it, sir, is can you hurt yourself with that stuff? Well, I suppose if you swallowed a gallon of each a day, but other than that, no.
Okay. Well, my doctor is open to any suggestions, so I'll pass it on to her, and thank you.
Well, I'm glad she's open. And one other thing I've almost forgot. Whenever we take extra quantities of fish oil or any other omega-3s, we've got to make sure we're taking our vitamin E, because the fish oil, as good as it is for us, if it's totally unaccompanied by vitamin E, it can cause what's called lipid peroxidation, which is not a bad problem, but we don't want it. So there you go.